Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Lawson.
Preacher Lawson, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, just found out I'm not the father.
Oh, hey, thank God. You are not the father. Yeah.
I'm not sticking around.
I know, thank you. We have so many manila envelopes. We're going to go through all of them. Are you okay?
Okay. Perfect, let's do it.
Let's open it up. No. How you doing, man? You are one of our friends that is actually, you've continued to work. You're doing your thing. You're on the NBC show. You were on Unleashed, so funny. I'm so happy we got to do that little thing with you. That was really fun.
That was really cool, man.
Wasn't that a blast?
Yeah, that was probably the most fun I've ever had on any show. But I mean, it was good. It was a lot of fun.
You got to be yourself. You got to be really funny. And anytime there's like a bear eating stuff off a plate you're that close to those animals. I mean, we got really close to the bear outside when we shot the sketch with it. And I was like, I've never been this close to this big of an animal.
I've never
been
this close to that.
I remember the trainer was trying to feed the bear to go in a circle or something. And then the bear decided to go somewhere else. And he was like, hey. And then there's someone with the camera. He was like, get out of here.
He was like, get out, go.
And then the camera guy was still trying to get it. He's like, no, go now. And he was like, it was the scariest, funniest thing I've ever seen in my, because it was doing rehearsal.
That's right.
And I guess the bear wasn't listening.
Nope.
And the bear doesn't want to listen. That's it's going to do whatever it wants to do.
You can't chew it away. The bear is like a drunk woman in Austin at 2 a.m. Like good luck trying to get her into an Uber. Good luck trying to get her to like stop drinking. Good luck trying to find her other shoe. That is the bear at that point. Am I right?
Yeah, bear was looking for its shoe. It would have ate a shoe, man.
Yeah. The bear would have eaten a shoe. I feel like the bear has come to represent our society.
We're dumber.
We're dumber. We're off the rails. Do you feel like we've gotten dumber in this pandemic?
Hey, man, I feel like we have gotten smarter. Opposite.
Okay.
I feel like I'm already dumb, but yes. I don't feel like we're getting dumber, man. I feel like we're learning more and more. I feel like when I was dumber, I was happier. I feel like the more I learn, I'd be like, oh snap, that's what happened. You know, I don't like learning anymore. That's why I stopped reading.
That's dumb smart. You bring up such a huge issue in this world because you say the dumb people are really happy. They're having a good time. They don't care. They're going to go eat a Tide Pod and hop on a jet ski this weekend. What pandemic in Florida, right? The smart people are like, man, I'm worried about shit. You know what I'm saying?
I could die.
We could die. Well, so that's what we do on this show, Preacher. We sort of look up and we get stories sent to us by our awesome fans and then we break them down. And so Dan Van Kirk here is...
Hit us with a story, buddy.
Are you
ready?
Yes.
It's sent in by our fans at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town on Twitter. That's how you send stories my way.
Love it.
The first person to send this story was John Chataway at Away Chataway.
Away Chataway. Thanks, buddy.
Here's the headline, ready?
Uh-huh.
Texas man drove dealership loaner to rob bank, tried to use loot to then buy the BMW.
Wow! So that's a one-track mind.
Oh,
so he, but God. I'm going to... Nah, I have to side with...
I can't believe that's real.
Preacher, I have to...
I can't believe that's real. Man.
I have it to is. Side with you here right now because that's a pretty smart plan, right?
I don't have the money. I can take a test drive. That's free.
I don't have the money and I don't have a car, or I want to use a car that they can't trace. It's got no plates. This is smart.
Oh, wait. So he got away with it?
No, he got caught.
He don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he's dumb.
Exactly.
But the plan was good.
There are parts in this where he could have done something differently that might have made him more successful.
He shouldn't have used the bank like zip envelope to put cash on the table to pay for the
car. Yeah, that's right. A bad call.
That was a mistake.
Also, you've gone through.
Or his ID to rent it. I mean, get right. the car.
Like, right.
He should have used a fake ID or something like that.
Because you've gone pay through the process. ID.
I look nothing like my brother. And my one time, my brother was getting a checkout and I had insurance. He didn't have insurance. So he just used my ID. Perfect. I don't even look like that man. He got long hair.
Yeah. And he did again. He's like, yeah, I cut my hair. Right, like, all right, let it grow. You know what I mean?
Right.
But see, that's the thing. Is like you're in the process with a dealership if you're taking the car for a day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they know who you
are. Is it for a day or for a test drive?
I mean, it all depends. Sometimes they'll give it to you. Like, sometimes they'll give it to you for the weekend.
Right. You can get it. You can have the car for 2 days.
But you got to leave something with them.
You got to leave, like, your kid with them for the weekend at Chevy.
Might be a fair trade for some people.
Right? You take care of it.
That's a very smart idea, especially if you need someone to take care of your child for a second. You
right.
Be like, hey, I'm going to go rent this car right where I go to the club.
Yes. And, let's go test drive a Tahoe and just take it out to the club.
Take it to the club and just make sure she brushes her teeth.
That's
right?
All we ask.
And we're out.
She can sleep anywhere, man.
All right. This is in Lubbock County from CBS, DallasFortWorth.com.
That's Texas. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Prosecutor said, the man drove a vehicle loaned to him by a car dealer to rob a bank in Texas and brought the money back to try and use it for a down payment on a BMW. But now Eric Warren is headed to prison.
That's right.
Warren, who pled guilty to bank robbery, has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. That feels
long.
Hefty for a
that's
bank
too
robbery.
Much.
Well,
for a bank robbery.
He threatened by
a gun.
Yeah, that's what did it.
Had a gun.
I forgot about that part.
10 years, I feel like, if you rob a bank, is pretty good.
According to court documents, Warren went into a Woolworth. I mean, Texas is trying to outdo itself.
Is it Woolworth?
It's literally Wolf and Forth. So instead of
Fort Worth,
no, it's yes, it's Woolworth.
Woolworth.
Woolworth, Texas.
It's not a real name. Mm-mm. Not a real name.
Woolworth, Texas sounds like a place where we are not stopping to get gas.
Nope.
Let's we are going to just keep going through Woolworth,
Texas. We're driving through Woolworth.
Yeah. Woolworth, Texas, walked up to a teller. The would-be robber then put a bag from a fast food restaurant and a note on the counter. I want to know. It's probably Whataburger.
What restaurant do you think it is?
That's, I was trying to figure out what the restaurant would have was.
It's got to be Whataburger.
It's not McDonald's. It's not going to be McDonald's.
Why wouldn't it be McDonald's?
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a local Texas.
Wiener schnitzel.
No, that's.
I feel like it had to be Burger King because because Burger King is notoriously known for having the worst fries. So that means they already have bad judgment going to Burger King.
That's right. So there you go.
Plus, you get the crown, which counts as part of your disguise.
Hey, that's very
good. We just got robbed by the king. Yeah. Okay. LeBron James?
Mm-hmm. LeBron James.
He did not. No, he did not.
He walked up to the teller. The would-be robber put a bag from a fast food restaurant and a note on the counter. The note read,
"Oh God,
this is a fucking robbery," which is a line from Pulp Fiction. That is what Tim Roth says.
Yeah.
This is a fucking robbery. Yeah. I want $10,000 in $50 and $100 bills. Now you got 1 minute.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This guy thought it out.
Also, I feel like you could go more. I'd say just give me everything you got. $10,000.
Give me $40,000 and I'll give you 3 minutes.
After showing.
Whatever happened to give me everything?
Yes. Give me what you got
in here.
Empty this shit.
Yes.
All the money.
Empty it out. $10,000.
You owe me one more $100 bill. That's what I'm saying there.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. Preacher, you asked for $10,000. They handed you like, count it. And they put it into the list. You want me to count it again? Yeah. I'm leaving here with $10,000.
I just like the sound that
makes. I want to make sure you're not ripping me off as I'm ripping you off.
That's right. Don't rip me off while I'm ripping you off.
It comes up to like $10,020. You're like, take it back.
Take it back.
First of all, I said 50s and 100, so I don't know how a 20 got in
there. How did a 20 get in here?
Hey, you're trying to mix your blessing. Here you go. Take it back.
That's right. There you go. That's my tip to you.
After showing the teller the note, Warren pulled out what looked like a handgun and said, I ain't playing around. I want hundreds and 50s. Mm-hmm. The teller gave Warren money from her drawer, including stacks of $20 bills with recorded serial numbers.
That's right.
So he knew to not get 20s, but then took them anyway. He should have stuck to his guns, no pun intended.
I mean,
so he took the 20s, what happened?
They had recorded serial numbers so they could track them. So he shouldn't have taken. He should have done what he said he wanted.
So he was smart in the first place asking for just 50s and 100s because I don't think they have the serial numbers on them, but she gave him 20s anyway because she's smart.
Wait, so why don't 50s or 100s have serial numbers?
I don't know how he would know that. But it seems to be
true?
The one thing.
Jay, look it up.
No, they all have serial numbers, but these had recorded serial numbers. But how would he know that the bank had, like, though, instead, you know, some banks do serial numbers, some banks do, like, those blue packs and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or you can, like.
I remember got fired from there recently.
Right, yeah. See?
See? That's the thing.
The teller gave
checking.
Warren money from a drawer, including stacks of $20 bills with recorded serial numbers. Warren later admitted that after getting the cash, he drove away in a vehicle. What do you got, Jay?
Do banks keep a record of the serial numbers of the notes they have? I'm just looking it up. I was asking about hundreds and fifties, but they say they do.
Wow.
I think they choose which ones they, because you right. can't do it for all of them.
Right.
Then it's, they would know that that came from us and we didn't.
He was on the inside. He was like, mm-hmm. hey, y'all, I was thinking I should get a raise. I've been here a long time. Uh-huh. I'm trying to get this car. They was right. like, actually, you're fired.
That's
I'm
right.
Like, oh, am I?
Oh, okay.
Oh, am I? Okay. okay.
Yeah. Who's actually, fired I'm going to get this car and a raise.
Go and try and buy that car now.
This is like said, how every okay. time we get a story where somebody like breaks into a Waffle House or to Taco Bell and like robs it, but then also makes themselves food. Every time I'm like, why are you trying to prove you used to work there?
Right.
And yeah. you had a special meal that you loved and you're having it one last time.
Like, you know how to use that super heavy iron that goes mm-hmm. on the things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You pick that iron
and you make
up
a smash burger.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So he later admitted that after getting the cash, he drove away in a vehicle that had been loaned to him by a car dealership. He had been there earlier and was in the process of finalizing the sale of a BMW. Mm-hmm. Officials say it was about 15 minutes after the robbery when Warren went back to the dealership in the loaned vehicle and began waving around cash, literally. Dude, he's getting way too far over his
waving
skis.
Around cash.
Like, probably fanning it out, like, right. in his hand. Like, you know, like, making
ladies.
It look beautiful.
Right.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how he made it this far, because right. I don't understand why he thought that'd be a smart idea.
Nope.
Be like, hey, how do you go?
Yeah, how do you make it this far in life?
This is the rule whether you've accrued it by like good means mm-hmm. or nefarious means. There's a rule for everybody. Don't let people know you have a ton of cash on you
ever,
whether it's whether ever, you yeah. earned it or you took it. Just do not let people know you have a ton yeah, of cash on you.
Right.
Yeah. Their cash.
Yes, exactly.
If you put it out there, people are going to be like, that's mine.
So he goes back to the leadership, starts waving around cash, literally. He eventually went into the finance office and tried to finalize the purchase of a BMW with how much of a down payment.
Okay.
How Preacher. Much of a down payment? Now,
he
I'm not saying.
He took $10,000.
He asked for $10,000 and somehow ended up taking $20,000. And I don't know if they give a total of what he took. But
how
that's
much
what he
did
wanted.
He put down for a down payment? What do you think, Preacher?
After you got $10,000,
well, we don't know.
That's what he wanted.
That's what he asked for.
But remember, he also wanted 150s, and he took 20s.
So how much? Because he might not have put it all down.
I mean, am I supposed to guess? Okay.
Yeah.
He put down, I don't know, like five grand.
Five grand. Okay, Jason's Jay, that's a good think? Guess. I was going to go somewhere in that range. I'm going to say $3,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say four. I'm going to go slide in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think too. I would think like $3,000, maybe even $2,500.
Do you want to change?
That's
you
more
can change.
Of a smarter choice,
right?
No, this
I
is
like
not
your,
a smart
I like
guy.
Your call. $5,000. Okay,
so all right.
Okay.
One of you is exactly right.
All right. So now we get to guess. Who do we think is exactly right? Do you think it's you?
I think I'm right.
Okay, okay. Jay. Do you think?
I think I'm right. I'm
and
sticking
I think
with
I'm 3,000. Right. I'm staying with four.
Okay. He tried to put a down payment on the BMW that he had just been loaned to go rob a bank. Little did they know. Then tried to buy that BMW with a cash down payment of $3,000.
Oh,
dang it.
Jay.
Dang it.
Preacher, you were right
to
turn
around
on your adjustment.
And be like, in your face.
I know. That was a great reveal. I love it. I love you made it so dramatic.
I wanted to dunk on everyone, and I think I just
You were
did.
Right, but $3,000. Here's $3,000.
It
Give
gets
me that.
Fun. Things began to fall
well,
apart.
I feel like it would have been $3,000, but I feel like that would have been not a dumb person move.
Right, right. So that's almost too smart for this guy. But wait, because here it's about to fall apart.
Yeah,
for
things
this
began
guy.
To fall apart for the robber when an employee at the dealership got a call informing him about the recent bank robbery. all while Warren was still there.
Oh, boy.
The employee called police after realizing the description of the vehicle used in the robbery matched the one that they had loaned to Warren. So this dude's in the finance office trying to put down $3,000, and somebody else is getting a phone call like, hey, did you hear the bank just got robbed? They tell him the car, and he's looking out at their lot and then looking at this guy with all this cash.
And it's like call the end of Usual Suspects. He's right, like putting it all together.
Call the finance guy and be like, Larry, try and sell him a 5-year powertrain. Just get in there and try and sell that.
When Warren was arrested, he had more than $5,000 with him, and those serial numbers matched those stolen from the bank. Warren was also found with a painted pellet gun resembling a real handgun when they arrested him. We'll get out of story one with this. Mm-hmm. How old is Eric Warren?
How old do you think?
So how old do you guys think the guy who wanted...
Is a guy who dreams of this scheme.
Yes. I'm going to get a loaner from a BMW. I'm going to use BMW from a dealership.
38.
38.
Okay, that's good.
I'm going to use that to rob a
bank. So old enough to know better and old enough to put the scheme together.
So I'm going to say...
He gave me 20 years, so he can't be a kid.
I'm going to say 49.
49 years old.
That's a man who's looking at his future and saying, there is no BMW in my future unless I do something dramatic.
First of all, BMW is a bit of an older type of a model to go after. I'm not saying it's bad. I think BMWs are great.
It's not a Tesla.
He's not, you know what I'm saying? Sure. He didn't try and get like the new like Mustang all electric. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this is an older school brain. Okay. That's why I think he's 57.
57.
Heinz 57. Okay,
Randy says 57. What'd you say, Jay?
49.
Okay, and he says 38. We're kind of in that range.
One of you is 1 year off.
Oh!
So you should all adjust either one up or one down.
56.
50. I go to 50. What are you going to, 1 year up or 1 year down? What do you go?
39.
Okay.
39 in holding, 50 for me.
Eric Warren.
56.
The man who borrowed a car.
Yes, you can spin
to
around.
To rob a bank and ask for 10K and not 20s, but definitely got them, is 50 years old.
Oh, Jay!
Man.
Jay is having it. He's having himself.
You know what?
I got to go to Vegas.
I already knew I was wrong because y'all guessed higher up and then your points. It was just making too much sense.
I made a lot of sense with that. Because we're 49. So like, I saw my own future. And I was like, there are things that as a 49-year-old guy, when I was younger, I was like, man, someday I want this. And now I'm like, that's not going to happen in my life.
Unless
I go and
rob a bank and then go steal a jet ski.
It's not going
to
happen.
But see, I think if he hadn't gone back to the dealership right away, hadn't shown anybody he had money, he might have gotten away with this. If he waited a week or two to go buy that car.
How about this? If he takes...
Go a different dealership?
No. Takes the car back, says, that's very nice. I'm going to take a couple days to think about it. Goes to a different bank. Opens up an account.
He's back in the system.
Goes to a different dealership. buys that car.
That's what a 56-year-old would do.
Okay.
Right?
50-year-old, he's like
39-year-old is like, I'm starting to fall apart. Right. You know what I mean? 50-year-old is like, it's almost
He told over. Somebody, including himself, I'm going to own a Beamer by the time I'm 50.
That's right. That's right.
He had it for a while.
There you go. First story down in the books. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about everything that Preach Lawson has going on. Plus us. It's Dumb People Town. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got to mention, this is huge. We took a break and we're back. This is huge. We got live Dumb People Town with Ryan Sickler. It's going to be the Honeydew and Dumb People Town, aka the Honey Dumb, on April 10th.
GGT, guaranteed good time.
It is so much fun. It's a Saturday night. I know the world is starting to open up again, but you don't want to miss this because people always ask us, Dan, they say, when are you guys coming to Fayetteville, North Carolina? When are you guys coming to Bangor, Maine? Well, probably not for a while, but we can come into your house and do this show. Also, important to note for everyone who listens to this podcast, this episode will not be released into the feed. Mm-hmm. So it's you only one way to get it, and that's to come out and see the show. Go to eventbrite.com, get your tickets for that. Anything else, Ram, we got cooking that we
want? No, just follow us on Stereo. We love doing the Stereo conversations. Preacher,
DanielVanKirk.com.
Right. Sorry about that. And
no, it's all good.
Preacher, what's going on, my man? How can people find you out in this wonderful verse of ours?
No, man, I'm just on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Tinder, blacktubemeat.com, OKCupid. You know, I'm on there.
Dude, you got to get up.
Farmers Only.
You got to get up.
Why are you on Farmers Only?
I can't believe you are the hottest thing.
Up sometime, man.
You got to switch them up. You got to let them know.
You got to switch it up. You never know. You might learn something.
Are they doing more Unleashed? Are you allowed to talk about that? Or is that happening?
No. I don't think I'd do that show again, though. Okay. But, I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great, but it was like, you know.
How much fun was it on being the gym owner on Mr. Mayor?
That was fun. I laughed so much that they had to keep my laugh in there.
So you were like breaking takes, and they're like, "Let's just use it."
They were just like, "All right," because it was mega. They were saying some funny stuff.
It's a funny show.
This one lady said. She said that idea is like a penguin. It's just not gonna fly. Like it's when
that's
I
funny.
When I say that, it's funny.
Yeah,
it's
funny.
And then her accent was like, "Okay, is that funny? Well, check this out: steroids," and it made it funnier, bro. Just from an accent. And I couldn't. I'm so immature. I just couldn't not.
No,
laugh.
That's the sign of a
and
good.
You
joke.
Know what? That bet that's really natural. You
it's
know
real.
What I mean? Yeah. And people love that because there's like something real is happening in the moment, and they love to capture that on film. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were great. People should check that out if they haven't already.
I love that. Well, should we jump in the second story?
Let's get into another story.
Let's do it. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
And they say romance is dead. Well, I should say first, this is sent in by, I don't know. They say this was sent in by Kyle Andrews at, this is a great Twitter handle.
Let's hear it.
At Late Night Nachos.
Hell
that's
yeah.
A dude. I like that handle.
And the guy you want to hang out with.
Late Night Nachos.
I made homemade nachos the other day.
Really? You go on melted cheese or like a drizzle?
Cheese whiz. Melted cheese.
Mm-hmm. So you did shredded and then you melted it.
Shredded and melted, and then I made my own guacamole.
Ooh.
Preacher Lawson has not seen a nacho in years. Am I right or am I wrong?
I have.
You have? Where? What? So
I see them all the time when I'm at like, when I go to like restaurants and other people are eating them.
Oh yeah, you don't need them. I mean, you haven't seen it.
cross
that plane. What is your go to? I'm gonna get some junk food and I don't give a damn. What is your
chips? Ice cream all day. I'm a huge fan of ice cream.
These guys love a snack like nobody's business, and I'm convinced that you guys. It's ceremony. You love the opening of the bag as much as you love the eat. You love like popping
it
open.
Dan, I have found a tortilla chip that has changed.
See?
I straight up has changed my life.
Okay.
It's Chicas. I'll bring it in and you'll try it and you'll just be like, no.
I like those chips that you go to, I forget what they're called, but you find them at a lot of gas stations. They have the purple bag and they have the red and they're spicy.
Takis.
Yeah. Oh,
you're like my kids.
Okay,
my kids
like
love
some
Takis. My kids love Takis.
And then my son will be
Zaps,
like,
baby.
No, he's like, I can't taste anything for 2 hours after that because it's really just taking the top layer off my tongue. That's what Takis do.
I mean, it destroys your booty.
Right.
So, I mean,
does it destroy your booty? Yes.
You're like, this is a color that doesn't exist in the palate. On these chips.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's just like, it's so much powder too.
Yeah, oh, so much
powder. I'm just like, how do I
say love that song?
That's right.
Okay, so Kyle Andrews at Late Night Nachos
love
sent
him.
This in. Here we
Let's
go. And they say romance is dead. This is the headline. Ukrainian couple handcuff themselves together.
What?
Yes, this is in the Ukraine. A Ukrainian couple.
Even if you love someone. I mean really
you guys
love someone.
Count all the red flags in this story.
Okay.
Ukrainian couple who grew tired of arguing are trying to mend their on-again, off-again relationship by handcuffing their hands together for 3 months and documenting their experiences on social media.
Hey, Dan, you know what's going to save a relationship? You having to stand up and face me while I take a dump.
That's right.
Also, if you're
sit on
already,
my lap.
You're on again, off again.
I just ate a bag of Takis.
Why do you want to be that hardcore on?
That's too much on.
You guys should just go on a road trip and see how that works where you can't get out of the car.
Yeah.
Or if you do get out, you have to get back in. But on again, off
so
again.
They handcuffed each other.
Yes.
For 3 months.
For 3 months.
And they're documenting it on social media just to see, I don't know, if they should
be
to
get views. To like,
I think they're doing it. Yeah, this feels like a...
Their jobs
publicity
are perfect
grab.
For the people who do
what
this.
What are their jobs?
Alexander, an online car salesman, and Victoria, a beautician. Perfect. That's who would handcuff themselves together.
So to me, this is like an artificial Siamese twin scenario. So yeah.
Why would you do this? So you now already break up all the time.
You got to bring him to your haircuts.
Damn, yeah. I said this before.
Oh, no. I didn't even think about it.
Think about that, preacher. You got to bring this guy who's doing car deals. This is a pet peeve in my life.
A horrible idea. What if you want to cheat?
What? You know, thank you. They're on again, off again.
Close your eyes.
What if you forget cheating? What if you just want to adjust your position in bed?
Nope.
No. You're handcuffed together.
You're either both
sleeping. How do you even get dressed?
You're either both sleeping face down and he's on this side, or you're both sleeping.
How do you dress?
Oh, I mean, the other person has to help you. But Dan,
yeah,
I
put the shirt, because usually you put the shirt on like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody puts the shirt on.
How do you do that?
I have no idea. Dan. Just all tearaway tank tops.
No. Tearaway
No, they're gonna wear the same thing for 3 months. Dan, I seriously, I've
said you gotta walk around in the bed sheet.
I said this to you before.
Toga.
I hate it when there's like a waiter and they're training someone in.
Yes.
I'm like, who is this other person? Like, I don't want them hearing my order. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear you. I don't care that you're training in. You can be the nicest person in the world. So now this woman has someone who she's not even training in who has to be there for the haircut.
And preacher, you know she didn't tell any of her clients that this guy's going to now be here for every single haircut. And she's going to try and talk like
her, he's one of his arms is up every time she's cutting hair.
Yeah. Every time she snips off a thing. His arm is up there.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's crazy, man. That's a little too much, man.
I agree. Just,
you know, you got to shave certain areas.
Thank
all
you.
Of it.
I don't want to be there.
This is why it's still people time.
This feels very
I like how we went this straight to cutting the hair. What if someone got a doo-doo, bro? They just got to.
I know. Oh, man. That's it, man. Mm-hmm. You can't do it.
Baby,
we are not getting rice. We have rice today.
No.
Right, no more beans. Right. Just the rice.
Right. Yes, just rice. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what you're eating. You're too close. What happened, Dan?
What if you want to work out?
Yeah,
then this they began what they call
their ways to work out when you're handcuffed.
That's right.
They began what they call their experiment on Valentine's Day, and have since gained thousands of followers on Instagram
and thousands of pounds.
Yeah, in terms of physical comfort, with every day passing, we're getting used to it more and more. It gets easier. I believe that's Alexander said in their flat in the eastern city of Kharkiv.
To which she's like, get me away from him.
This is how bad life is in Russia, in the Ukraine.
In the Ukraine.
By the way.
This is where you see how stupid
they are. It's an upgrade on their horrible lives.
Alexander came up with the idea after Victoria said she wanted to break up with him.
Don't listen
this
to him.
This isn't when you come up with this idea.
No.
Hey, you want to know another bad idea to keep a relationship alive? Get pregnant and say we're going to
have a kid.
This will save us. This kid will save our relationship.
What's worse? Handcuffing yourself to someone or having a kid?
Literally the opposite of
definitely a kid.
If you let it go. Yeah, because this is only for 3 months.
We can burn
these. That's handcuffed for life.
Yeah. But this is literally the opposite of like, if you let it go and it comes back, it's yours forever. This is like, if you handcuff it to yourself and you guys hate each other.
No. If you let it go and it comes back to you, it's yours forever. If you handcuff yourself to it, it's yours for 3 months.
Yeah, until you break up. How many? They probably keep breaking up even though they're attached.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb, man. Like, that's
dumb behavior.
Don't want to be with you. They're not going to want to be with you. Actually, I mean, I don't know. I don't understand how she's like, I don't want to be with you. Well, how about we handcuff each other? You know, that's not a bad idea. Right.
So his idea
so
is
he's
dumb.
Like, wait, so you do kind of like me a little bit. Okay. If J-Lo and Matthew McConaughey were this, but Matthew McConaughey was the weight he was in Dallas Buyers Club. So he's only like 130 pounds and he's like all, you know, sick and like sickening. And they have a romantic comedy where they handcuff each other to each other. I would watch that.
I know you call it too.
Failure to Lunch.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. Alexander says, on average, they used to break up how many times a month? How many times a month do you think these two were breaking up before they decided to handcuff each other?
All right, preacher, what do you
think? He's an online car salesman.
Well, me and my ex broke up probably like at least four times. Probably like four.
Four times a month. Once a week. All right, Jay, what do you think?
I'm going to say I'm on a run right now.
I don't even want to question what the number that first
unconscious,
came
the first thing that flashed in your mind.
Eight.
Okay.
It's eight.
15 times a month. We broke up every other day. We broke up is what they're saying.
On average, we would break up 6 times a month.
Oh, right between us.
Yeah. Hey. So twice a week.
Hey, you know what they say? The lower the number, the more you're right.
That's right. That's right. I think that's you win.
We'll give that one to you.
When during another fight, Victoria said once again that they should break up. I replied, then I will attach myself to, I will attach you to myself, which makes it seem weirder.
Way weirder. Hopefully a translation.
Victoria refused the idea at first.
Of course.
Hanging up the phone on him. So they're having a good cell phone fight.
Yeah, good.
It's
the Ukraine. It could have been a landline.
That's fair. Just saying. But eventually she changed her mind. For nearly a month now, neither has had any personal space, and they do everything together from grocery shopping to cigarette breaks. That's very on brand.
Eastern European. We got to have that cigarette break.
I decided, this is what she said, it will be an interesting experience for me that will bring into my life new bright emotions, which I did not experience before, like hatred and anger.
I love him so I
came to the decision to do it. The couple appeared on talk shows and Ukrainian television, and they post images of themselves on Instagram portraying an idyllic coexistence, complete with captions stressing the importance of mutual respect. All right, well, let's look at a couple pictures of these
The captions.
I want them to be on Ukrainian Maury.
Okay, this is them like...
Does she have carpal tunnel syndrome?
That's a great question.
By the way, she's beautiful. Can we just say that?
So
he's,
is he.
He's a good-looking guy, but you knew they'd be white. You knew they'd be white.
Look at these two. Look at that.
You knew they'd be white. I mean, let's be honest.
He has like a white man's version of Drake's haircut.
She's really cute.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
He's got a straight line in that cut, though.
Yeah,
that cut.
He looks like he got his haircut on an escalator.
Okay, who's taking these?
And ready for the last one? This is the one that drives me nuts.
Who is taking these pictures?
Oh, God.
Okay, this is them literally Journey's version of the song Separate Ways. Yeah. They're trying to do two different things.
I need more coffee.
And he's like I need more crunches.
I need more carbs. That's what he needs.
But again, for all of us here who are wondering, he was wearing a coat in the other scene.
Right.
Now he's shirtless.
And she's wearing like an in-house jacket.
She's wearing a house coat. Now, I don't know, Preacher, when's the last time you saw someone wearing a house coat?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to put the clothes on.
Thank you.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't even know a house coat was a thing. And I'm not just trying to be like, because, you know, black people, we don't wear house coats. Right. We just keep our regular coat on in the house. You know,
There's a woman in my neighborhood that wears a house coat and cleans up in front of everyone's, like all the leaves and stuff in front of people's houses. At first, I was like, that's so nice. And then I was like, she thinks everybody's too messy. She's being judgy.
How dare you?
Well, see, this
old house coat.
This thing. Wait, Preacher, you're 100% right, and I had not considered this. I was curious about the clothes. I call bullshit on this whole thing. They must take those off when they need to, because there's no way she could get that coat on.
No way.
Put it on.
There's no way,
Dan. Unless she cut a slit up through the sleeve of that one thing.
True.
I mean,
and then you'd have to Velcro that around.
Yeah, you'd have to Velcro it around.
As for the relationship, some tension has come up. No shit.
Really?
But the couple say they have found new ways of dealing with discord. No, they haven't. They just can't go anywhere.
That's right.
Fights between us did not disappear, believe it or not. We still
just
fight.
Stay there.
But when we approach a dead end and there's no understanding between us, we simply stop talking instead of packing up our things and walking away.
So I have to say this, Preacher. I can say this now because I have two daughters, one that's almost 16 and one that's almost 14.
Sure.
You get into fights with these guys and they're like normal fights that we have with our friends. And because they're two girls, they feel very much like fights you have with your old girlfriends and whatnot. And then they're still your kids. You have to get to the other side of that fight. And I, for my entire life, have never seen the other side of a fight. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they're talking about. It's like, eventually you have to be like, I'm sorry. As much as it pains me to do this.
Or you have to find a way to love these people.
You have to find a way to move past it. And that's what the handcuff is.
It's hard and it's crazy.
It is.
The public.
That's pretty cool though. That's
it is really cool.
The public response has been a mix of praise, skepticism, and simple curiosity. Comments on the Instagram page for them range from "lovely couple" to "can anyone explain to me what for?" Among the most burning questions is regards their toilet. The answer here it is.
Okay.
The other has to wait outside with a hand remaining inside the bathroom, and they take turns showering.
So they do take it off, but you just put the hand.
No, like you're just handcuffed through the doorway.
Yeah, but how do you take a dump?
I just don't understand.
You got your one free hand.
So the door is just open then.
Yeah.
I guess.
Door's open
and everything.
And you're very near it. I guess.
Or maybe they have a pocket door. I don't know. We'll get out of here on this. You guys got to take a look at them.
Yep.
How old are Alexander and Victoria?
Are they the same age?
Not the same.
They're not the same age. Okay, so you're guessing two ages, Preacher.
The dude is definitely older.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
He's definitely older. That's, you know, he's probably like, you know, he's probably 28. She's 22.
28, 22. Okay. That's a good call.
That's such good guesses. So good, Jay. I'm going to say he's 25 and she's 24.
I think he's 33 and she's 25.
Okay. One of you.
No way.
Got one of your ages exactly right. Does okay. anybody want to change
no.
anything?
No, I'm happy with mine.
Okay. Victoria is 28. Alexander is 33.
Ah!
Way to go, Randy.
Way to go. It. Oh, my God. It's crazy time. I love it. All right, we got one more story, Dan. Mm-hmm. Give us a little tease before we go to break.
We have a new blood alcohol record in the state of Oregon.
Oregon, watch out. And we're with Preacher Lawson. It's more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Dan, take us home with one last story.
You ready?
Yes.
Sent in by Liz Haggerty, at Liz Haggerty.
Love her.
Headline is this. New blood alcohol record recorded by, quote, highly intoxicated Oregon motorist.
Man or woman?
I believe it's a man.
Okay. I'm going to tell you it's a man.
Okay.
It's got to be a man.
Police today identified the DUI suspect as Nathan Danzuka. Danzuka, he was born into a nickname. He literally was born with a nickname.
How drunk are you getting tonight, Preacher? I'm getting Danzuka drunk.
Here comes Nathan. He is a Danzuka. Danzuka. Danzuka is not a dealership that sells motorcycles. This person has lost their meaning in life.
Danzuka Yamaha. I just bought my motorcycle from Dan. By the way, Danzuka could be the whole name.
Sure.
So this man was like, what did he do? He was driving drunk on a motorcycle.
His blood alcohol content is through the roof.
I can't wait to guess it.
In what appears to be a new record for extreme DUI, a motorist blood alcohol content was measured at blank after he crashed his car following a short police chase Friday afternoon.
Anytime you think you can outrun the police in the afternoon. You're drunk.
In the afternoon.
What do we say?
But a motorcycle, you can.
He's in a car.
He's in a car.
But here's what I say. We said this before. We made a t-shirt for this for our show. 6 p.m. is the 3 a.m. of day drinking. So if you start drinking at 9 a.m., come the afternoon. It's like you've been at the bar all night. It's like all night. Mm-hmm. You got to go home, but you can't stay here.
You just shifted your schedule.
According to investigators, the driver, who has now been named, was involved in a hit and run in Madras, a city 125 miles southeast of Portland. Mm-hmm. Upon locating the suspect's vehicle, a Ford Explorer, that's what they were driving, cops sought to pull the driver over, but he sped away. A short chase ended when the man, who cops described as highly intoxicated, lost control of his car and crashed into a concrete barrier.
That's like a guy who's like sweating tequila.
Yeah.
Like it's literally coming out of, you could take shots of what he's sweating.
The driver was subsequently taken to a local hospital for medical evaluation. A blood sample taken from the suspect was tested and showed his blood alcohol level was what?
All right.
What do you guys think?
So let me tell you
the record.
Just so you know.
Yeah, we'll give a refresher for all our listeners.
For those who know, 0.08 is the legal limit. If you're driving 0.08 and you get pulled over, that's a DUI. You get a DUI. That's 0.08. So it's got to be point something, but is it 0.1? We've seen 0.1. We've seen 0.2.
Mm-hmm.
This is a record.
How many drinks does it usually get to?
I mean, it just depends how big you are.
It depends on you, too.
Depends how big you are.
Tends to also go in an hour. So, like, if you have, like, 4 or 5 drinks in an hour, you're probably blowing, like, a 0.2 to 0.24, I would guess. If you're, like, in a contest with yourself or she's left and isn't
coming back. If you drink a whole bottle in an hour, you might be at a 0.28 or something like that.
0.32, yeah.
I mean, it is, we're talking, it's up there. So, again,
And then you get to some point and it's alcohol poisoning, you die.
Oh.
Right. So what do you think it was?
1.0.
He's already going. Oh my God. That's crazy, Jay.
I'm going to say 0.4.
Okay.
I'm going to say 0.49.
Okay. A blood sample taken from the suspect was tested and showed his blood alcohol level was 0.778.
Oh my God.
Preacher is the closest.
Dude, you are the closest.
You're the closest. Yeah, he's getting up. He's doing a dance. He's running around. I can't see him anymore.
He's off camera. He's going.
He's running out his back this way. He just crossed through the frame. He just crossed through the frame.
There's no chair. We're back.
We're back. He's, oh, my God. That was that's so crazy, impressive. Man. Dude, that's almost
0.77 Dant.
I've never even heard anything close.
0.778.
That's officers, like pouring vodka straight into the breathalyzer.
Yes. Officers observed several alcoholic beverages with containers inside the vehicle.
Yep.
The motorist faced multiple charges, was driving on a suspended license. Previously, the highest blood alcohol reported in these pages, this is according to the Smoking Gun. Previously, the highest one they had ever seen in the Smoking Gun.
Well, are we going to guess it?
I mean, if you want,
let's do it. What do you think the highest was
previous to
before this?
The old record.
The old record.
5.55.
Jay, what do you think?
I'm going to say.
I'm 0.55. Sorry.
I'm going to say 0.49.
Okay.
Let's say 0.6.
Okay. Previously, the highest blood alcohol contents reported, according to the Smoking Gun via their own website, was 0.72.
Wow.
Recorded by an Oregon woman in 2007. Oh, Oregon is holding it down.
We got to get these two guys together.
And before that, the record was a 0.708. That's a 0.70 essentially, recorded by a South Dakota woman in 2009.
That's not a record you
people
want.
In the north, yeah, you don't want that record.
No,
you do not want that record.
I could not imagine.
That's in the
Guinness. In Portland, I was born there.
You were okay. In the Guinness Book of World Records, that's just in the Guinness book.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not even world records. It's just the Book Guinness of Guinness. Book.
Right. Yeah.
So, wow.
There you go. That's story
there
number three.
Story there number three. That's how we do it. Follow Preacher Lawson on any and all platforms that he does what he does. Anytime he pops up on a show, you got to check him out because he is so good.
Congrats on all the success. Yeah, much more down the road.
Thanks, man. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum.
Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.